Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday was
Is this your notepad here, by the way?
No. Okay. Why? What
no,
is it?
I just found it.
We found somebody's notes?
Yeah, I guess they, you know, somebody shows actually write notes down.
Ooh, anything interesting in there?
No, there's all like numbers that I can't. I have
numbers?
No yeah. Huh. Maybe I have no idea what they mean.
Maybe it's bets or something like that.
It could
that.
Be. You know what? It might be.
Well, I can narrow it down to one of three people because of the studio that we're in and
no,
where you found it.
Yes.
So it's either Chris Carlin.
Okay.
Now, JJ and Chris Moore were filling
right.
in.
They were doing the show in here, right?
Yeah.
It could be them.
One of them, but I don't know right. who sat in that seat.
Yeah, I don't know.
So I'm not sure
I'm
which one
Chris
it is.
I'm saying Chris sat in his seat.
You going with Simo, as they call him?
Yeah, only me. Well, yeah, I call him Less is More. But only because he's like the older guy. You know, he's got a little seniority on JJ.
Oh, okay. I got you.
You know what I mean?
All right. So it's probably Simo or Chris Carlin is what we've narrowed okay. it down to. And there's nothing scandalous in there?
No, I don't see anything.
No, that would have been fun.
No, it's all numbers. I mean, it's not even like words.
Hey, so. Let me add one.
And there's like, and the handwriting, I can't even read.
Let me check this out.
I don't know. I can't read this script handwriting.
Let me see if I can.
Yeah, good luck with good luck.
Finally. Oh, by the way, Manny Machado met with the Yankees yesterday.
No, I heard about that.
Very exciting.
They took him to dinner in some undisclosed location.
You know what? Wake me up when Manny Machado gets his offers and decides where he's going.
Is he going to see the Phillies today?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he saw the White Sox,
right.
he
and
saw
the Yankees. Right.
To analyze how long he spent there, who was there.
Oh, no, come on.
They showed him a video, they gave him dinner. This is very simple. How much are the Yankees willing to offer?
Right. Right.
How much are the White Sox and Phillies willing to offer? And does Manny at all consider taking a dime or a year less to come to the Yankees?
To be a better team, be on a better team.
Well, I don't know. Well, the Phillies are pretty good.
No, I'm saying.
I'll say that.
I'm saying.
To be where he wants to be, supposedly.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
Right.
Because he was a big A-Rod fan. He liked the Yankees.
He wants to
play here.
Where's A-Rod's number?
Sure. No, I think he models himself after
does he?
Alex. Yeah.
Okay.
But everybody's got a price. You know, C.C. Sabathia many years ago did not want to come here.
No, he wanted to be on the West Coast.
Which is fine.
Right.
And the Yankees knew that they needed to, quote, shock and awe him. They had to give him a shock and awe contract to where C.C. said, well, you know, what am I going to do here?
Yep.
Of course I got to take this offer.
Right.
He did. He fell in love with the city. Happy ending. They won a World Series. The guy may have a plaque out there in Monument Park.
He may very well.
Worked out great for him. That's the question with Manny. Like, because if the White Sox, and I could see the White Sox doing it because they almost have to do it more so than the Yankees or even the Phillies, if they shock and awe, if they offered him a 12-year contract.
Shock and awe.
Shock and awe.
I love that. Yeah.
You remember shock and awe?
Wasn't that back from the Iraq War?
That is correct. It was shock and awe.
Okay.
That was the military campaign.
Right.
We're going to shock them and we're going to awe them with our precise military strikes.
Indeed.
In Iraq. All right? And now it's just a term. It's like swift boating has become a term.
I have no idea what that means.
I'll explain that another time. It's a term.
Swift boating.
Swift boating was a term.
I have no clue.
It's not worth getting too on
No,
air.
Don't get, no.
So they had to shock it off. I don't know what Manny wants. Like, look, Manny Machado may simply say to his agent, Dan Lozano, look, get me to the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
Make it reasonable. Get the most you can get.
Right.
I want to be a Yankee.
Right.
Or Manny could say, just get me the best offer.
Right.
I'd like to be a Yankee. It's like Corbin. Corbin wanted to be a Yankee, but it had to be at the right price.
Right. Oh, of course.
And I understand that. And that's what this comes down to with Manny. Visiting a stadium to see a picture of himself in that uniform? Dude, you can do that on Photoshop.
Right. They do it in the newspapers. They do it all the time.
The Post can do it for you.
Remember when we had to see that wonderful picture of Syndergaard in the Yankee uniform?
Exactly, right.
And we had to see that?
Right.
Right?
So these meetings, well, what do they mean? What do they mean? What is he going to learn about the Yankees by having dinner with Brian Cashman?
Yeah, well, that Cashman, the Yankees got a lot of money. And they take him to a big restaurant.
That means nothing. It's all about the money on that
order
contract.
Order that $5,000 bottle of wine.
Right.
Something like that.
Hey, that's what it's about. And for Manny Machado, let him decide. Well, what does he want?
Right.
And how far, and this is the other question, it's on the Yankee side, how far are they willing to go? Over the years, the Yankees have addressed players that they want, CC Sabathia,
yep.
and they make it happen. If the Yankees are in the middle about Manny, where they say, look, we like him, but it's at our price, and it's no more than 7 years, and it's no more than $30 million a year, then it's going to depend greatly on what Philadelphia and Chicago is willing to do. But who knows? Cashman plays poker sometimes. Brian may say, I'm getting Manny Machado. I want Manny Machado. I just have to negotiate it. Or do they have a bar on it? They had a bar on Patrick Corbin.
Right, right, right.
So that's going to be intriguing over the next, hopefully, just couple of days, because what takes so long? These are the three teams. They should make their offers and then give Manny the weekend. And on Christmas morning, wake up, make a damn decision.
Yep. He didn't make like a quick trip to Queens.
What? For what? To get his car repaired? To go to one of the
one of
auto
chop
body
shops?
Chop shop.
I mean, what's he doing in Queens? No, I think this is it. These are the three. So right now, Joe, you say Manny signs with the Yankees.
I do. I still think that. Yeah.
If it's not the Yankees, will it be the Phillies or the White Sox?
I can't see him going to the White Sox.
Why?
Because I just can't see it.
Why?
I just don't see it.
Why?
I just don't.
Why?
I don't know. Because they're the White Sox.
They have money.
Who the hell wants to play for them? I mean, I don't. am I wrong, Bernie? Seriously, who play? I mean, seriously, who's dying to go play for the White Sox?
Nobody. You're right.
That's what I mean.
You're funny. What about the Phillies?
Well, the Phillies are different.
Oh, that's different?
Well, the Phillies are different. I mean, the Phillies to me are at least like a viable, live team. You know, they've had a lot of success, and they're not in the last couple of years, but they've had a lot of success in recent times, you know? So
big market, Chicago.
They are a big market, but they're also the second-class team there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I know something about
that. I don't.
Well, two of your teams.
Right, two of mine, right.
Some of them you don't.
Right, that's true. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
The two big teams I know well. Those are the two biggest teams. Second class teams.
Right, right. Hey, it's going to come down to that money, baby, so we'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.